prologue. Could he be the one? She looked into the eyes of the man sitting next to her on the couch and felt that unmistakable flush of excitement begin to wash through her. That kind face, that soft little smile that made his cheek dimple, those gorgeous bottomless eyes shimmering at her in the pale candlelight. He was undeniably sexy, and from the tingle beginning to flow through Kate's body as he grew closer and closer, he must have thought she wasn't half bad herself. After so many false starts, could it be him? Thoughts tumbled through her mind despite her best efforts to quell them. Why couldn't she just enjoy this moment, this exquisite moment of anticipation and breathless excitement? Lloyd McGill, the man she'd been flirting with at work for the past 3 months, the man with whom she just had the most elegant dinner at the best restaurant in the city, the man who had taken her hand so gently and kissed it so evocatively as they'd stepped from the cab, he was right here beside her, edging closer, gazing at her, his eyes telling her, yes. Yes, it most certainly could be him. You're so beautiful, do you know that? He murmured, as if to underscore her thoughts. He let his fingers drift up her bare forearm, and the ticklish sensation made her breath hitch. He moved with such slow, unhurried grace, his fingers moving lightly, his eyes never leaving hers. Then, a bashful little smile as he looked down. I'm sorry, I just can't help saying it. I know you're so much more than your looks, but... He looked up again and caught her eyes, his tone sobering again. But wow, I mean it, Kate. You're incredibly sexy. Thank you, she managed, enjoying the pleasant little blush that warmed her cheeks. Her heart began to beat faster, and she felt the butterflies in her stomach, the ones that had taken up residence somewhere over the tiramisu, and were now breeding in there, flutter into a frenzy. She moistened her lips and smiled. I think you're pretty incredible yourself. He frowned a little, scoffing, and she thought she saw a bit of crimson begin to color his cheeks as well. That's why she liked him so much. He was genuine, unassuming, and real. Easygoing and fun. Completely unlike all the other guys at the office with their expensive suits and their practiced swagger. Lloyd was the guy to hang out with at the company picnic or goof around with in the copier room to blow off a bad week. He wasn't a male model, but he radiated sexiness. At least to Kate. And when he turned those soulful eyes of his to hers, oh yes, she thought, it could be him. A relationship. A real, solid, decent relationship that grew over time, that matured and blossomed, that entwined two souls as they made their way through life. Marriage. A family. A home. Things that she could build a life on, things that she had wanted since childhood, and which, up to now, had seemed so distant and unreachable. Other people found love, other people found their soulmates and spent a happy life together. Why couldn't she? Stop it, she admonished herself, feeling him lean in closer. She breathed in his clean, masculine scent. Don't get ahead of yourself, just enjoy the moment. But dinner had gone so well, she thought. She'd thoroughly enjoyed their hours-long, easy conversation. He'd wanted to know all about the side business she ran in her spare time, her little online heirloom seeds company. Unlike others who'd only asked out of politeness, he seemed genuinely interested, asking her all about how she cultivated the seeds, how she chose which flowers to mix into her trademark bundles, how she maintained her large catalog and customers from around the world. Just when she'd been afraid that she'd monopolized the conversation, he'd added his own anecdotes about organic food and told her how much he admired her for preserving and encouraging a more natural approach. He told her about his dreams of opening a restaurant one day, and playfully hinted that they might make a perfect team. It had been a wonderful evening, and now, sitting here with him, it all felt so right, so easy and perfect, and just as it should be. So why shouldn't she indulge in a little what if? Great couples had to get started somehow. He was so close now. He was going to angle his head and kiss her. She just knew it, and her heart began to pound, alive with sensation and an almost desperate need to be touched, to be kissed. She parted her lips in subtle invitation and moved closer. And when he pressed his mouth to hers, the electric jolt of pleasure that fired through her almost made her cry out beneath his lips. His kiss was tentative at first, just a light brush of his mouth against hers, tasting her with velvet soft, sensuous lips, kissing her bottom lip, then the top, then returning to capture them both. She kissed him back, savoring his lips and the sweet sensation of his tongue just beyond the reach of hers. And when a small sound of pleasure escaped his lips and his mouth firmed against hers, she felt a thrill of pleasure right down to her very core. He deepened the kiss, slanting his mouth over hers and gently sweeping his tongue against hers. Pleasure rocketed through her at the silken heat of his tongue, and she moaned into the kiss, which only seemed to spike his hunger. He ran his hand up her side to her breast and cupped it, groaning softly as he explored her mouth with deep, sensual strokes of his tongue. Their tongues tangled and entwined as they kissed and tasted and savored each other until finally, breathless and almost wild, he broke the kiss and gazed down at her. His ragged breath was warm against her lips, and she wanted nothing more than to kiss him again, to sink into the warm, decadent pleasure of his mouth. But he was pinning her with his eyes, looking wild, looking like a man on the brink of something beyond his breaking point. "I'm sorry if this is too fast," he breathed, his eyes searching hers as if the answer lay within their depths. I just want you, Kate. I wish I could be cooler about it, but I can't help it. I've wanted you for so long now, I can barely stop myself." He looked so pained, so earnest, and the desire she heard in his voice was mingled with worry. He didn't want to stop, but he wanted to make sure that she didn't either, and his concern both touched and aroused her at the same time. "You don't have to stop," she whispered as their noses bumped and his breath tickled her eyelashes. "I want you to." A groan tore through him, and he took her mouth again, sinking into a delicious, rhythmic kiss that threatened to overwhelm her. In one fluid moment, he was over her, guiding her back gently against the couch cushions, lowering them both as he kissed and tasted and explored.